Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I'm here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Jace Warren, a senior from Bridgman High School. And while Jace is a great three-sport athlete, he shined last week on the basketball court. First in the Bees win against Cassopolis, Jace scored 26 points, grabbed 14 rebounds, dished out 6 assists, and went 15 for 15 from the free throw line. And then against River Valley, Jace scored 25 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, nabbed 6 steals, and hit the game-winning free throws with 1.2 seconds left to give the Bees the 64-63 win. Jace, congrats on the strong start to the season, man. What do you think has been working so far for you so far?
I'd say the ability to get to the free throw line and to hit those free throws.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Speaking of free throws, 25 of 27 from the line the past two games. You know, now, obviously, just having like a 98% free throw percentage is impressive, right? But getting to the line 27 times over two games is just really impressive in its own right. Is that something that you try to put like an emphasis on, just getting to the hoop, drawing fouls, and getting to the line, or what?
Yeah, definitely. When teams are like in the bonus, I try and like attack the rim and like draw fouls and stuff like that. But I also think that's like my best like play style.
Play style is just being aggressive, period, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the past two games, right? So obviously I just went over it. You've been playing really well individually. But as a team, you guys have gotten two big wins on the road after starting the season with three straight losses at home. The first two being by a total of four points combined, so a couple really close losses. But that had to be a really tough way to start the season, right? So having three losses at home. What have you guys been doing differently these past two games to kind of get off that schneid a little bit?
Well, when we went 0-3 and we played Cass, we were just like, let's just try and have fun and stuff like that. And so we started playing, we're just like really relaxed and having fun. And then we realized that we play really good like that. So now we're just trying to have like fun and relax all the time.
So just playing loose, playing free.
Yeah.
Okay. And now against River Valley, take me through that last sequence and how you ended up at the line with 1.2 seconds left.
So there's like 30 seconds left and they like missed a shot, I think. And my teammate grabbed the rebound, and he threw it to me, but then they called a foul, and we didn't know who the foul was, like, on to go to the free throw line, so I just went to the free throw line, and then all the RV, like, fans and players were pointing at somebody else that should go to the free throw line, but if he was, supposed to be the one to go to the free throw line, it would have been an intentional foul because he didn't, like, have the ball with him, and then, like, all the refs were talking and stuff like that, and then they just picked a random guy that was not even near the play to go to the free throw line, and he made one of two, so we were only up two, and then RV hit a three, and then there was like 3 seconds left, and then the ref like called a foul on RV, and then I just went to the free throw line and knocked down the free throws.
Interesting. That is such a wild way to end the game, right? I mean, and all you're focused on is just like, okay, just let me get to the line, let me make these free throws. You guys have lost a game earlier this year in a kind of a similar fashion. I had talked to DeMarion Travis of Eau Claire, who made two game-winning free throws at Bridgman just a couple weeks ago, and he told me that when he went to the line, he wasn't nervous at all. He wasn't scared, and I find that hard to believe, right? Because I would be trembling. I would be shaking. I'd be like, okay, this is terrifying. That's just a lot of pressure. So I'm going to ask you that same question, really. On the road, raucous environment, you need to make both to win the game. What was going through your mind as you stepped to the line?
Well, I was definitely a little nervous on the first one, but once I made the first one, I was like, I know the second one's going in. So I told my teammates that it's over, and we won.
Oh, called your shot. Called game. Okay, I like that. Yeah, the first one's got to be the tough one, right? Because then if you miss that, and then there's so much pressure on the second one because you got to at least tie it. You got to at least tie it. So, okay, I totally get that. So the thing that I like most about your game is that you seem to be very well-rounded. I think a lot of people would say, okay, I scored 25. I did my part to help us win the game. But you also averaged 13 rebounds. You had 6 assists against Cass and 6 steals against River Valley. What, for lack of a better term, like statistical category, I guess, outside of points, do you take the most pride in?
I would say assists, because it can show like that my teammates are hitting shots as well, and I can give them open shots.
Okay. And what do you think the strength of your game is, whether offensively, defensively, or anything in specific?
I would say like driving to the rim and like finishing and getting to the free throw line.
Okay. And what, on the flip side, what do you think is the biggest weakness of your game, or what do you want to improve on the most?
I would say three-point shooting. I think I've been struggling the past few games on that, so I want to try and like improve to be a better three-point shooter, but my team's like already a good three-point shooting team, so
okay.
I don't really need to shoot that many threes.
Right. Is that something that is usually a strength of your game? You're just kind of having a couple off games, or...?
Sometimes I'll shoot and like make seven threes, but other games I'll just make like one or two.
Hit or
whatever's
miss.
Working.
Hit or miss. Okay, I see. What or who inspired you to kind of start playing basketball or even sports in general?
Honestly, I don't even know that question. Maybe like my like mom or dad, because they were pretty good athletes in high school.
And so you all you remember is just being young and started playing sports, and hey, this is what I do now, right?
Yeah, it kind of runs in the family.
Does it? Okay, awesome. And do you watch a lot of basketball outside of when you play, or like, are you a big fan?
Yeah, I like Michigan and I like the Bulls.
Okay. And do you have kind of like a favorite player in the league, or maybe someone who you just always been a fan of and maybe kind of, I don't know, model your game after?
Yeah. I like DeMar DeRozan a lot. I've been watching him since he's been on the Raptors and stuff like that.
Okay. And you know, that's amazing, because you know, we were talking a little bit beforehand, but when I looked over your stats from the last week, you reminded me of DeMar DeRozan. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, 25, 27 from the line. That's DeMar DeRozan right there. So that's really actually amazing that you said that. I'm really glad that you said it too. If you had to compare yourself to any player in the league, I know I'm going to guess it's DeMar DeRozan, right?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it's DeMar DeRozan for sure.
Okay, awesome. That's and he's having such a great season too. I mean, especially if you're a Bulls fan already, that's got to be icing on the cake. And considering the love for the Bulls, I think I know the answer to this question too. But the ultimate basketball question, Jordan or LeBron?
Jordan.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you. I was gonna panic a little bit if you said LeBron. Obviously, you're a really good basketball player. Yeah, we get it. But you tore it up on the football field this past season, my man. I remember getting recommendations from Coach Locke, and he would send, you know, like five guys from your team just because your team was so good. Seemingly everyone had such eye-popping numbers. But I remember you, and specifically, and I just want you to know that the reason you didn't get the award during football season was because your team was so freaking good, and I could not pick one person from your team. So I just want to go over your stats real quick, because this is absolutely insane. As a receiver, 26 receptions for 678 yards and 12 touchdowns. As a runner, 10 carries for 176 yards and 3 touchdowns. As a punt returner, 8 returns for 270 yards and 2 touchdowns. And as a kick returner, 3 returns for 181 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jace, that means 39% of the time you touched the ball, you scored a touchdown. That's nonsense. I mean, that's amazing. I hate to put you on the spot here, but if you had to choose which sport you like most, because obviously you're really good at both, basketball or football, which one would it be?
Honestly, it kind of depends what season it's in. So, like, in the fall it was football, but, like, in the winter it's probably basketball.
Okay. And being a two-sport athlete like that and being really good at both, do you kind of have an itch, like, during football season? Like, man, I'm kind of looking forward to basketball season. Or is it just like, all right, football season's over, boom, now all my focus is on basketball season? Or how do you kind of balance that?
Well, when it's football season, I mainly focus on football. But, like, once football got over, it's like it's basketball time.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be hard, though, right? Because, like, you obviously are a good basketball player, and you want to always get better and better. But yeah, you got football season that goes right up until basketball season. So during football season, do you try to get like some shots up and, you know, make sure your game's, you know, fresh and like you're not, you know, digressing at all?
Yeah, I shoot during like school. Okay. When I have like conditioning and stuff like that.
Okay, awesome. And back to basketball real quick. What's the goal for you guys as you guys make this way through the season?
We definitely want to win like conference or districts, but we got to win out in conference, I believe. But districts, it could be up for a lot of teams.
Yeah, for anybody. Okay. Jace, thank you for your time. Congrats on all the accomplishments and good luck the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center with two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. By MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.